Are we live?
Louise, we're live? Okay, so the Georgetown Council meeting for February 2025 is back in session following a short recess. I've taken advice from my team, and so I'm first going to acknowledge the procedural motion brought by Councillor Dawson, which is to put the motion. I'll call for a seconder for putting the motion to the vote. Anyone want to second the motion? Councillor Orr. All right, so debate is to end immediately, which means that we will first be voting on whether you want to accept the procedural motion. If that is successful, then we will vote. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to vote on whether you accept the procedural motion. All those in favor, raise your hand or say aye. Sounds like we're unanimous on that one, so that one passes 9-0, which means we're now voting on the motion, which is that the petition submitted by Ms. Fiona Hills on the 25th of February 2025 to the Mayor be received and noted. All those in favour, please raise your hand or say aye. Okay, so we have that one as well, which is unanimous, 9-0. Now, Councillor Barwick, as you know, when we get to the next session, notices of motion. Take it away. So section 14.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to move that Council holds a public meeting in accordance with section 59 of the Local Government Act within 2 weeks.
I think we can dispense with
formalities. Can I move an amendment to that with the permission of the mover, please?
Okay, so
can I just...
you don't have a motion because you don't have a seconder, but I'm going to... let me just try and keep track here. It's with good intent. Okay, go for it.
On the Health and Wellbeing Centre redevelopment, just add that to it, please. Because we've sort of moved on.
So that's the subject matter. So
yeah, well, because we've moved beyond the item. You've moved us beyond the item.
So it's a public meeting regarding the
Health and Wellbeing Centre.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. Redevelopment. No, well, you can adopt if you're happy to accept those extra words.
And then, assumedly, we continue with the within 2 weeks part. Yeah. Councillor Archer.
Yep.
Yep. So do you accept that change, Councillor Barwick? Councillor Barwick accepts the change? Let's first just get this up on the board. I wanted Heather to confirm that it actually reflects her motion before I take any questions.
Put it in the motion.
All right. So, Councillor Barr, can you confirm that what is on the screen accurately reflects your motion? So, Councillor Barr has agreed that that accurately reflects her motion. So, Councillor Archer has moved the amendment. Councillor Barwick has accepted it, so Councillor Barwick is still the mover. Councillor Archer, does that make you the seconder?
These things are sort of starting to get a bit complicated. Clash issues with being able to make people being able to make a submission under section 60A within 21 days after the first publication notice of the public meeting. So we might have to change that to something like 4 weeks to be able to give, if we're going to comply with section 59 of the Act. Under 660A, subsection 3, a submission must be lodged within 21 days after the first publication of a notice. So then it must be publicised at least two occasions in a newspaper. I'd say it was advertised in a couple of days. We need 3 weeks. After that's probably about the earliest we can have it, so...
Within 30 days. 30 days is the reference.
30 days.
Yep.
30 days. Where's the 30 days? Action on
60, subsection 3.
Yeah, there you go. Council otherwise resolves.
So we may have to go within 30 days, but we can...
60F as well.
But it needs to be advertised ASAP.
60F. Okay, that's fine. No, just stick to 3, which is 30 days. So just make it 30 days, and I think then you're compliant.
Right. So within 30 days then.
So Councillor Archer has requested that the motion then is changed, a further recommendation, that it would now read Act within 30 days. So, Cody, if you can amend that.
Just 30 days, but they'll want to have it sooner, as soon as they can within that. Yep.
Hang on, we're just double-checking. Just hang on a
second. Just bear with us, Council. We're just trying to ensure the validity, how it relates to the Act, because there are a couple of areas that we need to check on. Councillors, if I may, we've just looked at the motion, or the proposed motion, comparing it to compliance with section 57, and we may suggest that 60F under general public meetings might be the better pathway, which states a council on its own motion may hold a public meeting to discuss any issue that council determines.
So is there any time-bound restriction or anything like that?
It's silent on that
it's solid on that, but we can set our own timeframe. The motion can do that.
Yeah. Why don't we do 2 for 1 and make sure you're compliant with every scenario, just make it 30 days. And
yeah, then under Section 68.
And then you covered both your bases.
Yeah.
Is everyone happy with that? Councillor Archer is happy with that?
Reasonable.
Councillor Barwick's happy with that? Yeah. Okay, Cody, if you can amend that to read, act within 30 days.
It seems absolutely clear then.
Yeah. And you've covered both your bases. All right. So, Councillor Barwick, if you can read the screen again and confirm that that is the motion you would like to move. All right. So we have agreement. Okay, so Councillor Barwick is our mover. Then 30 days now. Can I call for a seconder, please? Councillor Archer, are you the seconder?
Yeah.
Okay, so Councillor Barwick is our mover. Councillor Archer is our seconder. Councillor Barwick, take it away.
I don't know that I have to really say too much about this, Mr. Chairman, but it could have been something that we should have considered a way back earlier. We may not have had to have done it now.
Thank you. Councillor Archer, a seconder?
Yes, thanks, Mayor. Do we have a legal obligation to hold this meeting? Probably not. Do we have a moral obligation? Probably yes.
With that, I'll open it to the floor. Speakers for or against? Questions? Councillor Lowe.
Thank you. So unfortunately, I don't do well with motions on notice because I don't get a time to consider everything. So I've tried and I'm not sure where I sit at this point in time with supporting or not supporting the motion. And it's only in the sense that this should have come long ago. Nobody's denying that. It's the fact that I'm not sure what a public meeting is going to achieve. I think it might give some community false hope that there's something will change with regard to the keeping of the pool that is current. Had we had all of the funding to do this development, the old pool was going and a new pool was coming. So I don't necessarily think it's about saving the old pool. I think it's about having outdoor availability. So I just struggle that, we'll be wasting not time. This is why I don't like these on-the-spot comments, but I just feel that we would be setting the community up for disappointment in thinking that they're coming to have their voice heard and that there's some change that could come about. And I think the council being clear in what it is and why we're in this position, albeit too late. So I just worry that the community might feel that some change can come about and there'll be an old pool alongside a new facility, and I'm not sure if that's what this council have a position to do. So I'm happy to listen to debate and make my mind up, but I do have reservations about supporting the motion.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Mason.
Yeah, I feel much the same as Councillor Lowe. What information are they after that's not already out there that they don't already know? That's part of it. I don't think a meeting will change too much.
Just a quote, Mr. Nielsen.
The only thing that will change.
Mr. Nielsen, so please be very careful. It is interfering with the meeting. If I can ask you please to be particularly vigilant on being silent during the passage of this motion, I would appreciate that. Thank you. Sorry, resume.
I don't think too much will change in the whole process if we have a public meeting. I think the public have been well informed over the period. We had some, some public sessions here a little while ago, last week actually. And I think there were 6 sessions, so I went to them all. And people went away quite happy once they was given the information that everyone that went there basically was happy with the new concept, the new pool. Their main problem was not having an outdoor pool, especially this one, which is 40 years old. It's been in the community for 40 years and a whole 3 or 4, 10 generations of people have used it. I think the whole situation has become emotional. Their attachment to the pool is emotional. If they could actually envisage what we're going to have in 2 years' time, I think they would change their mind. I could quite happily go to my grave, happy, that I've supplied something, helped supply something for the next generation of kids for 40 years. And that's what we're doing. And we're getting it scot-free. I think this is absolutely a no-brainer. You can have meetings and sign petitions, and congratulations and well done to the people that do it. But honestly, I don't think it's going to change the fact that we're going to end up with an indoor, top-quality, free, $18 million pool.
Thank you, Councillor Mason. Anybody else? Councillor Orr?
So this is my first time as a councillor. I haven't been involved in the public meeting before. Can someone, and as same with Councillor Lowe, this has been just suddenly thrown onto us about having a public meeting. We haven't workshopped it. I don't know what's involved in the public meeting. Is it like a roadshow, which we're planning to do anyway? So can you please explain how a public meeting is run, what's involved in it? Thank you.
I'll give you a very high-level overview. I'm going to invite the General Manager to provide additional content, but effectively it's at the choosing of a group, typically, that is calling for a public meeting. Now, this case is a little bit different because we are effectively calling our own public meeting, which means we could call it under the auspices of informing the community and then providing an exchange of information where they can equally voice their opinion, views in return. So that's what I suspect is probably a more balanced account, given, as I said, that in this case, we are effectively calling the meeting. You know, really, you're giving people the opportunity. That's what it is. Yes, Councillor Mason. Yes.
Would it be possible, when we do our roadshow, that we present all the information the public meeting is looking for?
It's certainly an option in time. I think you would be remiss in the public roadshows to not address the subject matter, given that it is of importance to the community. So I think you're obliged to do that anyway, whether it's quite to the standard as what's envisaged. I mean, that remains to be seen, but I would certainly encourage the council and the council team to make sure that it is done rigorously.
Good point, Jason.
Hopefully that's helpful, Jason.
Thank you. So, speaking to Martin, I don't have an issue going out meeting the public, and so I'm not sure if the public meeting is going to be just the council there, or your councils are there or not, the format of it, so I'd be interested in the format of it, but I'm not against councillors and council going out meeting the public. We do the roadshow now, which I presume that's a public meeting in one format.
It is.
And having another public meeting.
Mr. Chairman?
Sorry.
Councillor Orr has already spoken.
No, he's asking a question. Carry on.
I asked a question for him. I'm speaking now. Sorry. So I don't have an issue with holding a public meeting. Like I said before, with the we've done public meetings as roadshows, going out to community groups, going to different meetings at Hillwood or Weymouth or Bellingham. So if the council sees fit wants a public meeting, I'm happy to support it. Thank you.
Anybody else?
Yeah,
Councillor Dawson.
Make a few comments. I think the timing of a public meeting at this late stage would be, if anything, but divisive for our community. I think it would be harmful to the project. Although I agree with the sentiment and respect the people that have put together the prior petition, I think if that had been done maybe 6 months ago, a public meeting, then it would have had good effect. I think all the information that's applicable is out there already. Once there's a publicly available report into the current pool, then people will probably be a bit more eyes wide open. And some of your comments, Mayor, and Councillor Orr's comments earlier on today about your own reflections on a dive in the pool probably is helpful in a way. I can't see that a public meeting at this late stage is going to be helpful, but I'll leave it at that.
Thank you. I'd like to speak to the motion. I think I share a general view of that side of the room in wondering what we are trying to achieve. I personally think that it wouldn't be in the public interest to sweep this under the carpet. I think you have to provide the outlet that the community is after. And I personally think that the roadshow is a very pragmatic way of doing that, because then you're also taking in the entire community with six different events, six different stops, and six different opportunities for people to A, be briefed, and B, to provide their feedback on. And I think that that's a very pragmatic way of doing it. Again, I am very nervous around the format of how you do this in terms of whether or not this creates division. That's fine. I think people should be encouraged to have a point of view. But I think that if we roll this in a constructive way of both briefing, educating, and taking feedback in those mayoral workshops, I think you're going above and beyond, and then we can truly say that we've ticked the box. Equally, like Councillor Dawson, I don't want to set expectations that can't be met. And we've been very, very clear that we've actually agreed to what this group is after. We're very, very clear. We've agreed that we will aim to raise funding for an outdoor swimming pool. It's very important that we notice that. We're not arguing. It's simply what is in contention here is the timing and the methodology of how you get there. And I'm strongly of the view that it is financially irresponsible to retain the existing swimming pool given its age and condition, and it's far more financially prudent to build a new one which has a lower operating cost and a longer lifespan, which will return better for the next 50 years as opposed to the current one that has all sorts of complicating factors. So I won't support the motion, but I would very definitely support including this in a tangible and meaningful way in the roadshow events that will come up. So that's where I will land on this one. Councillor Ashley?
I'm a bit on the fence with it at the moment, because I just cannot see the point. If we go out to the public and answer questions and do everything, if we haven't, if we give them a false sense of I don't want to send out a false sense to the community that we're going to be able to give them what they want, a outdoor pool and an indoor pool. I don't want to send that message out there, and so I wonder if it would be more disruptive. That's just my opinion at the moment, whether it would be more disruptive for the community to have this wedge drawn between them. I don't know. It's just my opinion.
Thank you, Councillor Ashton. Does anyone else want to speak to the motion? All right, Councillor Barwick to close.
Very interesting comments around the table, Mr. Chairman. You talk about roadshows. When you go to roadshows, you go out there and you tell the people what you're doing, and most of it's what you're doing in Georgetown, right? So roadshows are all about talking about what this council's doing. The other thing I have a problem with is that the council, the way we've gone about this entire issue of the Health and Wellbeing Centre and the swimming pool, we have never, maybe the council should have done it the right way, which I've said all along. We never went to the community to let them know what was happening until it was too late. I mean, I can see the looks on your face and the little grins on the face, but the false sense to the community that Councillor Ashley just mentioned, We should have been out there talking to the community a lot longer than waiting till it's too late to do anything about it. And to me, we should go to the community. I'd love to see 770 people that signed that last petition all turn up, fill Regent Square up, and have their say, not listen to what they're being told is a good thing and going to happen. Let them have their say. I mean, they are not wanting to stop the Health and Wellbeing Centre at all. What they want is the other pool to stay, and we, as a council, we should even reconsider turning the design around, which is what they are talking about. And instead of putting it over the existing pool, which has a life still, which has a life, and then to turn around and give us the right then to talk with the developer, with the person doing it, Fairbrothers, that we change the design the way it is. They don't want to stop the Health and Wellbeing Centre going. Their concern is to keep that swimming pool there.
Thank you, Councillor Barber. All right, with that, we will then put the motion to a vote. So you are voting on that public hold a public meeting in accordance with Section 60F of the Local Government Act within 30 days of the Georgetown Aquatic Health and Wellbeing Centre. All those in favour of that motion, raise your hand or say aye. We have Councillor Barwick, we have Councillor Archer, and we have Councillor Orr. All those against, raise your hand or say aye. We have Councillor Keyser, Councillor Mason, Councillor Ashley, Councillor Harris, Councillor Lowe, and Councillor Dawson. The motion is defeated. What was it? Two against or three? Three. 63. 63.
Mr. Chairman, can I try to move another motion?
You absolutely can.
You might not like it.
But be very. But I will caution you beforehand and say that if it is substantially on the same subject matter, then I'm not going to accept it. You have a clear direction from this group on that. So if you want to play semantics with words and that sort of thing, be mindful.
Well, can I put the motion with all those things that you've just said aside?
Well, you can try. What I'm really saying is don't
look,
be disappointed,
Mr. Chairman,
with me.
I would like to move that the council hands over to the public, or available to the public, the engineer's report with the deduction of the author of that report.
No, so hang on a second. So let's just be very, very clear here. So you have, again, Mr. Nielsen jumping up. So be very, very careful on where you find yourself here. Okay. You have a legal process that is still underway. In parallel, we have ordered...
Point of order. Are you refusing to accept that motion?
I'm trying to explain it to
the... it's simple. Are you refusing to accept it?
I won't be forced into a simple binary outcome. I'm allowed to disclose with my councillor. It's not as simple as you like to make it. So you have on one level...
It's a yes or no. You said, you told me you were going to... about the pedantics and all of that.
Well, no,
are you accepting my motion or not?
You already have a motion on the books.
I'm just putting another one up. I said, are you accepting it or not?
We are commissioning exactly the report you're asking for from the publisher of that initial report in a format for the public to consume at tremendous expense, I must advise you, at tremendous expense. We are already doing what you're asking for and going above and beyond. So if you do this, all you will do is you'll put out another document that is subject to a RTI request that will trigger another round of redaction. It is counterproductive. there is no sense in what you are doing. I know your what your intentions are. We're doing what you want to happen.
Can I ask this question? You're saying that my motion would put another round of right to information. That's why would it put another round of information? It is up to this council to make a decision whether they want to allow that document to be with the redacted name of the author.
Point of order. Yeah.
Yes.
This motion's already been and being considered by council.
It already has.
Councillor
exactly. You have a standing
Archer
motion.
Archer has
on the
already
books.
Moved it. It's already underway. It doesn't
Correct.
Need to be considered. It,
you have a standing motion on the books.
Correct. Oh, sorry, I don't talk about that in closed session.
Yeah. But then we already have this motion on the books.
But,
so
but we moved,
I don't think I can accept
We
your
moved
motion.
At that motion to take it to the public and it was voted. Right round the table, Mr. Chairman,
so I'm
and
going
you
to make
never
a ruling
took it
here.
Out of closed session.
Hang on, I'm going to make a ruling. As you are well aware, we already have a motion on the books. So this would be contradictory to a motion on the books. So I don't think I have to accept it. In fact, I'm inclined on that basis to deny your request, to deny your motion.
Point of order, Mayor.
Yes.
I really
I'm trying.
Look, I'm trying.
You know
to.
What I'm trying, right? I'm trying.
I am absolutely trying to, and I just feel that in what's being communicated, I am very conscious. Like I have pushed for the release of this report. I've been on best behaviour. And
I know you've tried.
And
you.
I try to be. Well, I have been. What happens in closed session
should stay in closed session.
Now, but when you make aspersions as to what's happened in closed session, you've got to be very careful, Mayor.
And, I'm trying. And, no, surely you acknowledge I'm trying.
Well, yes, but I don't think you're being.
Excuse me, Mayor. Could we move on to?
On,
well, you could move to closed session to advance this discussion in closed.
Well,
I don't know what else to really do. I mean, I'm trying to satisfy Councillor Barwick's request. You all understand the situation, and I'm making it very clear that we are providing exactly what the community wants by authoring this expensive report, by having it commissioned, which is exactly what the community has asked for. So I feel that. Number one, you have a standing motion, so this is basically moot. Anyway, I've made my decision. It's with the best of intentions. Forgive me if if you don't go along for the ride. I have to wear the consequences of that, but it's with the best intentions that I'm making that decision to deny your motion. Okay, that leads us to section 15, councillors' questions with or without notice. Note the response provided to Councillor Barwick regarding the art exhibition and the RSA on the 14th of February, which leads us to closed session. So the time now.
Excuse me.
Yeah, with
Excuse
the book
me.
Line, you can move a notion.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman. I've got questions without notice
you,
to give to you.
You may. Sorry, I beg your pardon. Of course you can. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sorry, number
I was a bit of a rush
there.
Carry on.
I have not received an update on my questions at the last council meeting regarding the commemoration of the late Mr. Peter Cox from the month before his meeting.
So you're looking for the update on the
yeah.
park and the hop? Yep, I remember it well.
Number two. I've got that now. I've got that, the Regional Precinct Partnership grant application. I got that. I have not had a response to question 8 of the last month, a person living in a bus on council land from the last month that was taken on notice.
Oh, I understand. I remember this.
You what? Oh, yeah.
So that was taken offline. But has a response been provided to Councillor Barg letting her know?
I don't know that.
Okay, well, we need to at least follow
it
through.
Oh, that's what it says
so
in the minute?
On that one, because of the personal nature of it and the circumstances, because again, you've got a vulnerable person or a community, can we provide a response to you of the action so that you're satisfied? I'd rather it.
No, but all councillors should get.
Yes, we can do that in workshop, but if it's treated as confidential, then there won't be a conflict with the stuff being published in the minutes of the meeting. It's highly personal in nature.
Well, however you want to address it. But
only with your consent.
Yes, I'm quite happy
Okay, so we'll
it.
Take it off the record and we'll report back on in workshop.
Thank you. Now, I also would like to have a copy of the drug and alcohol policy. Thank you.
I'm pretty sure you've been provided with one
Not
before.
Not that one.
We will provide you with a new one.
Thank you.
Quite confident.
I know it's operational.
Correct, but that's fine.
But I would like a copy, thank you.
Extremely confident we workshopped it and everyone has provided a copy. 100% confident.
That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let's go for a question.
So, will this council before considering any advancements on stage 2 and 3 of the Aquatic Centre, Wellbeing Centre, hold community consultations and a community meeting to get the feedback of the community for any further stages?
Would like to understand from the team whether they feel that the sample of the people who came to the information session is representative or not.
I'm going to hazard a guess that it shouldn't be.
Correct. Well, there's over 100 people, I suspect, isn't it? Okay. Simone is saying that before stage 2 and 3, she would like to see totally separate, discrete public consultation on what phase 2 and 3 would look like, not just the feedback gathered from the information sessions. Yes, I assure you.
It's in your advocacy document.
Yeah, sounds reasonable to me. I've got no issues with that. But again, let's just put that in the questions and then we can get the general manager to respond. Did he capture those words? Thank you. Yes.
I may reserve to move a motion at the next meeting.
Yeah, of course. No worries. You're always welcome. Okay, that concludes Councillors' questions with or without notice. And that means we are now at 5:22. I'd like to thank the public gallery for their attendance at today's meeting and bid them farewell while we move to closed session. Can I call for a mover and a seconder? Councillor Lowe. And Councillor Ashley. All those in favour of moving into close, please raise your hand or say aye. Everyone's attention. Everyone happy to move into closed? Councillor Archer, happy to move into closed? Happy to move into closed? Thank you. Yes. 9-0. Well, I mean, again, it's just a formality. All right, that leads us into closed session. So, Lou, just let me know when you've re-keyed the recording and we can resume.